We produced a new Bible bookmark, and we'll send it to you for free. All you have to do is send your name and mailing address to contact@thewordendures.org.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
Talent, of course, here is a measure of money. It came to the meaning we give it today from this very parable. And so we equate one's talent with one's God-given abilities.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the book of Matthew.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. Last time, the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish, extra oil and no extra oil. All 10 slept, all 10 heard the announcement of the bridegroom's arrival, all 10 trimmed their lamps, but then the foolish noticed their lamps were sputtering out. At that time, there was no way that the wise could share with the foolish and still have enough. They foolishly go off to find oil, midnight, good luck with that, and then arrive late. And not with the bridegroom. Remember how I suggested that that might be a real key. The entrance into the marriage feast cannot happen apart from Jesus. And when they knock, demanding entrance, he tells them he doesn't know them, just like in Matthew 7. The key again, Jesus is the Savior of sinners, those who know they are not worthy, and not those who think they've done something to guarantee their entrance with him into the feast. And the final warning, you don't know when it's going to happen, so watch. That is, look for that day in faith and in repentance by living your lives at the receiving end of God's good grace in His Word and in His sacraments. Moving on. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here, I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. St. Matthew 25, verses 14 to 23. Let us pray. O Lord God, always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve, pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Ready to dig into the first part of this parable? Let's do it. Verse 14. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. Jesus is obviously the one who is like a man going on a journey. He's going to be away for a bit, at least visibly. Remember, at the end of the gospel, he assures them he is with them always, even to the end of the age. But his presence, his mode of presence, will be different, hidden from their eyes. St. Gregory the Great, 5th century Pope, he preached, "Who is the man who sets out for foreign places but our Redeemer, who departed to heaven in the body he had taken on? Earth is the proper place for his body. It is transported to a foreign place, so to speak, when he establishes it in heaven." So yes, it's like he's gone away for a bit and meanwhile entrusted to his servants the care of what belongs to him, his property. Now, that's a pretty huge trust considering that, well, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, Psalm 24. Who are the servants? I think we'd not be remiss to take it in a similar way to the previous parable. All Christians, all who call Jesus Lord. Verse 15, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability, then he went away. Talent, of course, here is a measure of money. It came to the meaning we give it today from this very parable, and so we equate one's talent with one's God-given abilities. Obviously, people do differ in their abilities to do most anything. Story from my life, I was frustrating the daylights out of my deaconess, Synod's worship coordinator, by trying to help her with stuff for a conference we were doing. She is a details person. I'm really not. The result was that I constantly was making more work for her to clean up by me helping her. My friend Kevin took me aside and he pointed out the obvious. Look, you can do things she can't do, and she can do things you can't do. So be nice and get out of her way. Let her do the stuff she does so well. So, yeah, if you're looking for someone to get all the presenters booked, their rooms assigned, their resources run off, their transportation arranged for, and their dietary needs met, I'm not your guy. But Deaconess Sandy, she sure is. So Christians are all entrusted with abilities, and they're totally different from each other. And in this age of grace, the Master entrusts his stuff to us in various sizes and kinds. And what he expects, as we'll see, is faithfulness. No need to fret over not having as much as the next guy, either in stuff or ability. Instead, just faithfully using whatever he has entrusted to you for the purposes he intends. Verse 16. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. Note the at once. This servant only had what he had been given, what had been entrusted to him, but he puts what he had to work right away. And the result is amazing, 100% increase. Back to Pope Gregory once again. There are some who, even without knowing how to probe into inward and mystical matters, use the natural gifts they have received to correctly teach those they can reach to strive for their heavenly home. I don't think he's talking here about pastors, folks. He means the faithful way that some folks live and teach others to labor honestly, to hope in God's word, to serve their neighbor. This has an effect on those who are around them. That's putting the talent to work. Verse 17. So also, he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. Second verse, same as the first, right? The gift given is employed, and its employ actually multiplies, doubles the original endowment. As we wait for the Master to return, the time we are given is to be used for the purposes of his kingdom. And indeed, God gives the growth, as St. Paul put it to the Corinthian Christians. Verse 18. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now this is odd, isn't it? We're going to hear and ponder why the fellow behaved this way next time. But for now, we just want to note that it was a betrayal of his master and his master's intent in giving him that single talent, not to use it to be a blessing. And Gregory again. Hiding a talent in the earth means employing one's abilities in earthly affairs, failing to seek spiritual profit, never raising one's heart from earthly thoughts. What did Jesus taught back in Matthew 6? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And this fellow's heart is buried in the earth, in the stuff of the world and of this age. He's totally missing out that everything here is given us to be the front porch of our Father's house. It all summons us deeper in. Verse 19. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Again, not a too subtle reminder that he is going to be gone for a while before this accounting happens, but that when he returns, there will be a settling of accounts and accountability for one's life, which was in its entirety, after all, a gift from the master. It's all his, including us. And we will give an account to him who is ready to judge both the living and the dead. Verse 20. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. The first servant, note, shows no fear before the master. I expect he was actually rather excited. You gave me 5 talents to use, and here are those 5 talents and another 5 for you. Our friend Chrysostom told his congregation in 4th century Antioch, and those who bring a return to him frankly confess both what is their own and what is their master's, indicating that from him they received the source of their gain, and they were thankful and reckon all to him. Verse 21. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He praises his servant on that day who has been faithful over the little stuff of this world and age, and promises him much, much more in the kingdom about to come. And here he expresses his heart for each one of us. Enter into the joy of your master. He wants us to share his joy, to enter into it. Verse 22. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. Same story as with the first fellow. He put to use the master's goods to the master's purpose, and it bore fruit. But this next verse points out the astonishing thing. Verse 23. And his master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. You get it? The reward for the one was the exact same as the reward for the other. The first doesn't get more just because he made more money. Rather, they both are praised as good and faithful, and the little of this life is set against the lot of what's coming. And what's coming is joy. The master's joy that he wants to share with his own and freely shares with them. Gregory, one more time. He is brought completely into the joy of his master when he is taken into his eternal home and joined to the company of the angels. His inner joy at his gift is such that there is no longer any external perishable thing that can cause him sorrow. Beautiful. What a horrible place to stop, right? But the last bit is so absolutely intriguing that I think we need to take our time to savor it fully. So the buried talent and the man who did that will have to wait till next time, people loved by God. Till then, though, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. If you have a question or a comment about today's teaching, send an email to contact@thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.